Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzek, and I am in the studio alone with God today. I am doing this program by myself. Normally, I like to interview somebody, and I have something very special to share today, so I think I'm going to end up taking the whole time myself. Thanks for joining me today. We are Udalay Home Care Plus is our sponsor. That's my company in Garden City, and we do home care for people that want somebody in the home helping take care of their elderly parent or an injured person. We give you information on that at the end of the program. You can contact us through our website at ayudale.net, ayudale.net. And what we do on Sundays at 2 is have a program. We've covered a lot more things than I thought we were going to when we started this. It started out as kind of an advertising situation, but there's just so much spiritual stuff going on, and we do tend to stick with things having to do with handicap community situations, caregivers, people that experience handicaps, and I myself am in a wheelchair, and I've been for 23 years. I have a spinal cord injury that I am fighting and that God is healing me from. I'm on a healing journey, and I'm learning more and more every day on how God is drawing me, calling me out of this chair and into walking not only spiritually but physically. And we want to tell you about that. What I want to concentrate on and tell you, I'm excited to talk to you about today, is we went to, my husband and I and my daughter and my son-in-law went to see Andrew Womack Ministry over the holidays in the beginning of the year. We went to the Phoenix Conference, and you can actually listen to the conference that we were at by going to their website. It's awmi.net, and that's for Andrew Womack Ministry. The conference in Phoenix was powerful. I went there for several reasons. One is that we really just can't get enough of his teachings. The reason I'm drawn to the ministry, I have been exploring many ministries, and I am attracted to the charismatic movement. That's what I was. We used to be, when I was growing up, we used to be Catholic, and then my parents got born again, and we stayed in the Catholic Church for a while, but there was a charismatic movement going on when they were born again, and I immediately was attracted to that. There, we experienced going to prayer meetings, and in Catholic churches at first, there was a lot of people that were born again and stayed in the Catholic Church, and then we moved out of that. We just were drawn away from that religiosity, and we believe that there was more, and I experienced the laying on of hands, the gifts of the Holy Spirit that are mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12, and I just felt, even as a kid, that was exciting. And you know, I had a relationship with God that I still have, and He spoke to me, and it was real, and I just loved it. And that's what I've been drawing on my whole life. So from the time I was 10 or 11, I was introduced to the charismatic movement, the gifts, that means the full gifts of the Holy Spirit, and that's been mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12. Well, that was my first experience as a Christian, and as we went on in with that, just to give you a little background, we moved into having a home church because it was kind of hard to find. It is kind of hard to find people that are fully into the movement of the Holy Spirit. It's something that people tend to, for some reason, not welcome. They feel it's a little strange. So, but you know, that's where God's power is the Holy Spirit. So we love to pray with people for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Once you're saved, it's essential that you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, and that includes many gifts that God has for you, and a new sense of His presence in your life, drawing into His Word. And sometimes we that are baptized in the Holy Spirit, we have kids, and they get saved, but they may not be baptized in the Holy Spirit. We wonder, why don't they have the attraction to the Word that I have? And, you know, as I went through life, I realized, you know, you really have to pay attention to bringing up your children in the way that you were brought into. Well, that's what God told me. Start laying hands on them over every situation. Teach them about, you know, that God heals. And even though I'm still in a wheelchair physically, he's drawing me out of it spiritually, and then physically will follow. So anyway, back to the Andrew Womack experience. He's a ministry, as many that I've discovered are involved in healing, and healings are happening, physical healings are happening all the time. And I'm watching, I went there, and we've downloaded many of their teachings, and I just couldn't get enough. That was exactly what I've been looking for. Charismatic, there's a difference between charismatic and Pentecostal, and it's just sort of more full in every way. All of the things that are talked about in the Bible, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, the gifts of faith, the gifts of healing, and working of miracles, and prophecy, and speaking in tongues, discerning of spirits, and interpretation of tongues. Those are the nine gifts mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12, and I want them all, and I believe that God's power is for us today. So what I want to tell you is that while I was at the conference, many things happened spiritually, and people did get healed physically, and I was around some people. In fact, there was a lady that I happened to see in her wheelchair one day and out of it the next, and she walked up to me. She was walking past the next day, and I said, "Weren't you in your wheelchair yesterday?" There was like 1,000 people there, so it just happened that she walked by me. She was pushing her wheelchair, and I had known that people were being healed here and there, and so I said, "You were in that wheelchair. I saw you yesterday." And she said, "Yes, and I'm walking. I've been healed of Lou Gehrig's disease." And she said, "I'm glad I'm ran into you, because I saw you, and God told me to tell you that you're next. That your healing is around the corner, and that there's, you know, that was all she needed to tell me." And I gave me a little excitement that it's always wonderful when God's speaking to you through others, and that he's aware of you, and that he's got plans for you. And so that was very cool. I took a picture with her, and I met another person there that used to be a full quadriplegic, completely paralyzed from the neck down. I am a quad, but not paralyzed from the neck down. My hands are affected. To look at me, you don't really know that I'm a quad, but my hands are paralyzed, as well as the rest of me from the chest down. And it's actually, I've overcome so much that I would be experiencing. I'm actually, you know, partially healed the way that, in a way, because I haven't given in to the full package of being a quadriplegic that could be happening to me. My legs look good. There's muscle tone still there, which is completely not supposed to happen. Should have completely atrophied legs, and it's just noticeable that I have muscle that hasn't gone away, and that's a miracle in itself. So anyway, I was able to meet a man that's a healed quadriplegic, another one, you know, spinal cord injury, and we talked about how he fought that, and it was a gradual process, and I'm learning. So that was exciting. There were many exciting things that happened that I can't even go into, but I was spoken to afterwards. We were digesting all of this stuff, and what happened is that afterwards, my son-in-law, who was baptized in the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, by the time we were done with that conference, he was hearing from God, and he had a message for me that we were all just blown away. And what happened is, he said he noticed that God was showing him that my wheelchair has become like an idol to me, and God is telling me that I need to separate myself from this wheelchair. And I know that, but yet while I'm still using it, it is, I'm emotionally dependent on it. We were flying, you know, we went on the airplane, we changed planes, and we were watching it go. I was in anxiety about it. Where's the wheelchair? Oh, it's getting loaded on the train. We could see it. We were taking pictures of it. You know, we were all a little bit worried about what was going to happen to it. What if it gets lost? And we were excited when we saw it again. And, you know, this is, we didn't even realize, you know, this is something I've become emotionally dependent on. God wants me to be emotionally and then physically dependent on Him. And this wheelchair is something that I use, but I don't want to have anything in my mind and my emotions that is above God, right? And the same thing, I'm kind of addicted to the wheelchair, sort of like if you have an addiction to smoking or an addiction to drugs, and you know, I need a cigarette, I need to get, you know, I need my fix. And God wants us dependent on Him. And this was confirmed by a miraculous way. I received that information. I said, oh, I got to kind of break up with my wheelchair, you know. God wants me to draw into a deeper relationship with Him, and He's going to pull me out of here. What the confirmation was about a week later, I was driving, and I can drive with hand controls, just so you know. It's amazing. It's another amazing thing that God has brought me through. And I was listening to the morning show here on WMUZ, and Shannon Caldwell just happened to be talking about how dependent she is on God. And she was saying, she was talking to her husband about it, how Jesus, I'm just so dependent on Jesus. And my husband said, well, Jesus is like a crutch to you, right? You just lean on Him. And she said, He's more than a crutch. He's my wheelchair. And I just went, whoa, God wants me to lean on Him, to be completely dependent on Him emotionally, mentally, and then physically. There was just that bells and whistles. It was a confirmation. It was exciting. And, you know, everybody that I tell just gets chills when they hear me say that. Wow, God's just really talking to you. And, you know, I'm like, I have to share this with my listeners. If you're listening to this today, and you know you're interested in what's going to happen to me and my healing, but the message for you is, what is your wheelchair in your life? Think about that. And thanks for joining me. And I'm out of time already. Thanks. See you next week.